Hello guys, and welcome to another brand new episode of Mellow Sugar Podcast. And as always, we are back with a bang. So it's me, your host, and I'm here with
Lance.
And as usual, we try to always make sure we get you people like thinking about stuff that happens in our society and obviously our culture. So Delali, how has it been with you throughout this, I think, our last 2 weeks being off?
It's been hell.
Really? Hell more than mine?
You know, people need to know this, but then you haven't been trying. Record episodes, but then we have this complaint yesterday. We've been trying to switch from one software to the other.
It's not been easy, seriously. It's not been easy. So let's get to today's episode. We are in October, and October month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's a pink month. So with millions of, let me say, listeners, because, do you know, surprisingly, we actually now have a lot of people listening to us on Spotify. So to all over, let me say, around the world, people listening to us on Spotify, like, say a very big thank you to you. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the family. So to most of our people within our continent and around the world, there's something important topic, like, let me say, breast cancer, because most people think it's a woman like thing or something, but it happens with men too. And I think most prevalent people, it's more prevalent in Black women, and for that one, I don't know why. It's okay seeing Black women, but there is something that is really, really scary. So we decided to just have a round table, like, just talk about it, and just maybe be on the lookout and tell our listeners to just have patience. If you've not screened, just go and screen, or just do the stuff that they said, okay, just rub it in. So Delali, take us, like, Dr. Delali will just say that.
Okay, so, you know, I feel there has been a specific month, spread the word about it, try to get it to people's homes, and all things, and all that things have not really been helpful in a way, because we look at it, and then for us men, we are more interested in the 13th more than the main reason or purpose of the month being set aside. I fortunately or unfortunately have had some sort of experience or first-hand experience when it comes to breast cancer, because, you know, I had an auntie who died as a result of breast cancer, and it was difficult, and it has been one of my hardest moments in life. It's actually no joke. You know, seeing them go through the whole chemotherapy and they losing theirs and what stuff, and
it's so hard.
It's not easy. However, I feel a lot of women don't self examine themselves. We don't have to pay. And then what they don't know, actually suffered, when I realized or noticed something somewhere. So you put that down, and then next month when you check, you put it down like that. With that you can keep track. You can keep track of the changes or whatever is happening within you. And then also, what's happening is a lot of people are not really living healthy. So you have people one other thing, stress also causes breast cancer.
Oh yeah, that's true.
A lot of people don't know this. Some people actually, this happens. When people hit, those also contribute. Stress is actually one of the major factors. One of the major causes. That's why it's advised that whenever you feel, either take some time to work. So something more dangerous than you get it. So yeah, I was talking to when I was saying I haven't really done much for myself and the people around me, in the sense that even though I have someone I lost through breast cancer, I haven't really been on alert. I haven't really tried alerting my siblings and my friends to go for checkups or to self-examine themselves. And then it's quite unfortunate, but then there are simple ways you can self-examine yourself or check if you are healthy or if you are okay. And one time I was listening to a radio station, and there was a doctor who was speaking on breast cancer, and she said the best time to self-examine yourself is it's 5 to 7 days after your menstrual flow, where your breast is more sensitive. So during that time, you are more likely to notice if there is any lump, in your breast.
So Dolali, thank you very much for this, let me say, educative piece. He's always in tune with whatever we have to discuss, and I really, really love my co-host a lot. He just brings out a whole lot of stuff that sometimes I don't know. So I get to learn from him, and I hope you guys also got to learn from him. So with everything being said, I'd like to say everybody, thank you to our new listeners from around the world, and especially on the continent of Africa where we are from. So from the countries like Kenya, Nigeria, Lagos, Abuja, and Mozambique, Uganda, Cameroon, Mali. Seriously, we were stopping the chats in all of these countries at supporting all of these countries in Apple Podcasts, and likes and everything. Thank you to all of them. So you can support the show by clicking the description below, the PayPal link in the description below, and just donate as many as you want, so we can just bring you amazing content and everything, like more issues that will be mind-blowing and everything. So, and if you're a brand and you like to advertise or promote your brand, you can just send us a mail in the advertising, by just sending us a mail in our description below, and we'll just get in contact with you and just see if what we can do to make sure your brand stand out, because we have the listeners now. So yeah, we are not joking. And once again, I'd just like to say a very big thank you to our new listeners and to our old listeners all around the world for always continuing to listen to our stupid show. And we hope to get in tune with whatever we are doing and just make sure we actually keep on our toes and just bring you guys new content every week. So with that being said, thank you, have a nice weekend, and it's always been best coming to you from your homes to your phone or everywhere to your workplace, just listening to us. See you next time for bringing us.